You know, I won't be surprised if this video gets taken down, or the video I just recorded before this gets taken down, pointing out abusive men and how they're always successful. they're always successful with women and shit. But do y'all ever notice when it comes to these dumbass documentaries, all these fucking wannabe, all these, what the, I can't even talk right now, all these idiots that think they know what the fuck they're talking about.
Oh, incels are a terrorist organization. Oh, the Black Pill is
these motherfuckers really made one of these UK dumbass news channels really made a whole documentary about this shit.
Oh, the Black Pill, the older guys in the Black Pill spaces, they're recruiting young guys to have extreme,
nobody recruiting niggas. What are you talking about? Probably those idiots on 4chan. I ain't never seen a single nigga on here tell niggas be like, oh yeah, join us. Yes, yeah, people should, a lot of dudes should be blackpilled. I mean, I'm not saying join the community and take part in this stupid shit. I'm just saying when it comes to how they look at the world, that's how you gotta look at this shit, because that's the fucking raw truth. They're here acting like it's some fucking Al-Qaeda or ISIS recruitment. They're acting like we over here recruiting niggas and shit. Nobody's doing this shit. Nobody's doing no stupid shit like that.
Well, they're in the terrorist organization.
Y'all ever notice how there's always so much smoke and energy directed at dudes who barely leave their fucking room, let alone their house, who sit in dark rooms all day? They got so much smoke for dudes like that. Talking about, they're the biggest threat to women. But where's all the documentaries and smoke at towards these fucking dudes that actually harm women? Because literally, majority of the time when a woman is harmed by a man, it's by a dude that she knows, aka a dude that she's either fucking, dating, or married to. And that's facts. Those type of dudes are the biggest harm and threat to women. Not niggas that sit on the internet all day in their fucking rooms crying about how they alone 24/7. Most of these dudes don't even interact with fucking women on a daily basis. But y'all want to say these dudes are the biggest problem towards women. Fuck out of here. They see a few, they see a small handful of these dumbass niggas all carry out some stupid ass attack. And they want to blame everybody else. I don't know if y'all seen that one nigga that was going around pepper spraying a bunch of females for talking shit to him. They try to use that shit as an example to demonize everybody. Or they stay trying to use that goofy ass nigga Elliot Rodger as an excuse. They want to use these small little stupid ass incidents as an excuse to demonize majority of these, all of these dudes. But the majority of these dudes are not even a harm to fucking women at all. The dudes that are harm to women, they're y'all boyfriends, your husbands, your fuck buddies, y'all damn dads. That's who. Because look at I see all these news articles and documentaries.
Oh, woman killed by her boyfriend. Oh, woman shot and killed by her husband.
And he ends up taking out the kids too.
A woman got kidnapped on a Tinder date.
I seen that. I don't know if y'all seen that one. That was going viral a little while back. The bitch met a nigga off Tinder. And then he ended up, offing her. And he stuffed her in a damn suitcase. And it was caught on camera. Of course, it was a Chad. But where's the outrage for that? Where's all the damn Reddit groups for that? Y'all ever know? Let me speak on that Reddit shit too. I'm getting a fucking call right now too. They can wait. Y'all ever notice how there's subreddits with over 100,000 people dedicated to hating on incels? Where's the subreddits dedicated to hating on the actual abusive men? Where is it? Where are they? Where are all these movements and organizations and groups dedicated to exposing it and shitting on abusive men? Because I don't see it. I was seeing so many news articles, so many of these stories. Oh, this is the story of this lady. Oh, this is the story of this young woman. And it, of course, it ends. I was just watching a bunch of those left like a couple weeks back. I don't know. I was just binge watching them.
Oh, a cheerleader killed by her boyfriend.
Of course, there's a white Chad. Look at the comments. I'm seeing little to no comments about, oh, how he's an evil piece of shit, about how he's a misogynist. A lot, like, if you look at any of these shit, you're about dudes killing their girlfriend and any of that, you'll barely see any comments pointing out these evil, abusive dudes who are the true problem to women and not niggas like us. That's what I find funny. Where all these communities and groups and subreddits dedicated to hating on dudes like that. But they got no problem hating on niggas that sit in their room all day for doing that. Oh, wow, he said some things on the internet.
Oh, wow, he's a terrorist because he said some things online. He's a terrorist to women. He's a threat to women because he said some things on a fucking anonymous chat room.
Watch y'all out here actively dating criminals, serial killers, perverts, child molesters, thieves, abuses, abusers, control freaks, drug addicts, and so much more. So I don't want to hear that bullshit. Fuck out of here. They don't never got no smoke for these niggas. I seen this one too. It was a bunch of these dudes that had set up this prostitution ring and they was basically whoring out a bunch of underage teenage girls in the documentary. But of course they blur out them niggas' faces and names though. Now expose these niggas. They want to blur out these niggas for literally exploiting underage teenage girls, making them sell ass for money, abusing them, drugging them up. But they want to blur out their names and blur out their faces for privacy.
We don't want to reveal their identity.
Why not? But y'all got no problem making all these stupid ass documentaries about fucking black pill or incel niggas and revealing their face and full name so they can get hate. That's how you know this shit a joke. This is why I said before, and this is why I'll continue to say, because it's the fucking truth. A man who doesn't get women will always be hated more than a man who does, even if he's a good guy. But the proof is everywhere. The world will have more animosity towards a dude who stays to himself and doesn't get women over a dude that actively abuses and harms women. And then they'll label the dude who doesn't do that goofy ass shit, they'll label him as the bad guy. That's what's funny. How is a nigga that's sitting on the internet all day in his room who don't even talk to nobody? How is he a threat? But not the niggas that be putting their hands on y'all. Not the niggas that be putting y'all 6 feet under. Taking out you and your kids. It's a damn joke. A male loser will always be more hated. A good man who doesn't get women will always be more hated and disrespected than a evil man who does get women, and that's facts. I was watching so many of those videos too. Looking at the comments, they're not saying shit about these. They're barely saying shit about these dudes.
Oh, they said, "Well, I feel so bad for her."
I even seen people sympathizing with these abusive niggas that take out their whole family.
Oh, he was obviously going through. So he was obviously troubled. He had a troubled childhood. Oh, his parents abused him.
I don't give a fuck. I was abused. Did I grow up to be an abusive piece of shit? No. And I'm pretty sure a lot of other people, a lot of other y'all grew up in toxic households, been abused. Did y'all grow up to be an abusive piece of shit? No. They will always have an excuse for these type of people. This is what Vision and Jeffrey St. Louis would been saying too. They got so much smoke for niggas like us who don't even do shit or bother nobody. But they have little to no smoke for the people that actually out here causing chaos and harm. This the shit they've been saying for the longest time, and this is the shit I've been saying too, because it's the fucking truth. Y'all will sit around and coddle, ass kiss, and support of these abusive, evil pieces of shit. They'll cook for these dudes. They'll spoil these dudes. They'll get pregnant by these. They'll suck and fuck these dudes. They will buy these niggas gifts. I done seen this with my very own eyes throughout my entire life so many fucking times. They will give these dudes chance after chance. They'll give an abusive nigga 100 chances, but won't give a good man 1 chance. Funny. Or abusive, violent, out of control criminal, oh, he'll get hundreds of chances with women. Oh, but you, the nice guy who actually has good intentions on treating women good, nope, you'll get no chance. And if you do,
oh, he was too nice. He was too boring and predictable. I need some excitement in my life.
Oh, but these abusive pieces of shit get hundreds of chances, though. Thousands of chances. What a fucking joke. They'll never say shit about these abusive dudes. Cause they actually get women, they get bitches. I've been analyzing this shit my whole life. A dude who gets bitches, who's able to get women, who has a sex life, will always be more respected than a dude who doesn't. Even if the dude who doesn't is nice. Even if he is a good person with good intentions. That's what they value you on as a man, as a male. How much pussy you fucking, how much women you got around you. That's how you know, that's what I'm saying, personality means nothing. Bitches will actively date pimps. I seen this video on TikTok with these dumbass hood niggas. And they had like, they was obviously fucking pimps or some shit. They had like, but they had like five hood bitches in the bed laid up. You can tell they was definitely getting sold. They were definitely escorts, prostitutes. It was two dudes and five bitches in the bed. They'll actively sit around and be able to hang around these type of dudes that will literally put them in harm's way and exploit them for money. But won't give a nigga who will treat them good a chance. Cause they love these type of dudes. Society loves these type of dudes. They can say they hate them all they want. These bitches, I hate him. But yeah, you always fucking him. He always in your bed. He always on your mind. I remember these red pill niggas said some shit too. Some real shit. They were like, you don't want to be the guy she forgets. You want to be the guy that she never stops complaining about. Cause the nigga that she complained about, that's the type of niggas they like. They can say they hate him, they despise him, they all they want. But that those type of dudes have an imprint on their mind. They like them niggas. They love that type of shit. The type of dudes they complain about. That's their type. That's the type of dudes they're gonna be fucking and dating. Not you. That's what these simp ass orbiting niggas need to realize. The dude that she's complaining to you about is the dude who she's gonna be, who she's gonna end up with and keep going back to. Nigga, not you. The dude that she's saying shit, the abusive dude, the manipulator, the nigga that cheats on her and all that shit, they're gonna keep giving those niggas countless chances. But she won't give your orbiting simp ass one chance, though. But you know, it's still not clicking in your tiny ass brain. Sorry ass world we live in.